The best-selling author is coming to the Hills, Florio and Murraylands early November for some library events to launch her new novel. Rachel Johns is her name. You may know her as the author of The Patterson Girls or Something to Talk About. She's about to release the book The Work Wives and she joins me on the line now. Hi there. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you, Denny?
Yeah, really well. Thank you. So who are The Work Wives?
Oh, well, The Work Wives are two women, Quinn and Deb, who I like to say are as different as Schitt's Creek and Downton Abbey. They became good friends at work, and but though they're very different, they have become super good friends, and everything's going really well until a man turns up and, you know, throws a spanner in their works, I suppose.
Oh, is he a handsome man that both of them might like?
Yes and no. It's very hard to talk about this book without spoilers. Let's just say they both have a history with him.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh, very intriguing. There you go. So where did you get the idea for this one?
Actually, I was talking to another interviewer on a podcast a few years ago, and she happened to, the podcast was sort of a side hustle, and she said that she was looking forward to having drinks with her work wives on Friday night. And although I've heard the term the work wives, you know, or work wives a lot of times before, something just clicked about the way she said that made me think the work wives would be a good title for a book.
Right.
And so then I obviously had to come up with a story from there, and I decided, it would be about female friendship in the workplace and how, you know, you think you know the people we work with, but often they're hiding or, you know, they're deeper than you know, or they've got more going on in their lives than you probably actually know.
Oh, that's very intriguing. And do you have to go undercover? Do you base it on anything that's happened in your life or the lives of your friends?
Ha, good question. well, I haven't worked in an office myself for a very long time. So, you know, in terms of that, I had to steal some office antics from my publisher, where I've been to the publisher's, you know, office a number of times, and so that was the office kind of that I based the situation on, just in terms of how an office is. In terms of myself, I think there's always a bit of you in every book you write, but not, you know, it can be more or less in each book. This one actually does probably have a fair bit of me in it, as well as the two main women, Quinn and Deb. Deb is a single mum to a 15-year-old girl, and that daughter Ramona has never met her father or knows who he is, and that was me at her age as well. So I think I drew a little bit from how I felt as a teenager growing up with a single mum for this book,
Right. And, you know, it's a tough world out there. I'm so lucky. I've been with my partner for 12 years, so I've avoided the online dating game, but it sounds very scary. Modern dating is a new thing, isn't it?
It is, and like you, I've been with my husband 20 years, I think, almost. So I never even did speed dating or anything, which I always thought sounded kind of fun. And I think, it's a whole new world out there, good and bad things, I think, with online dating. And I read an article a few years ago, which also, I think all of your books sort of come from different places. So although it was inspired by the title, then I had to think about, you know, who are these women and what do I want to explore? And I read an article a few years ago about, probably a few months before I started writing this, about online dating or more the apps, the dating apps such as Tinder and Hinge and Bumble, and how they actually, you know, the whole swiping and to see the next person is a lot like gambling, you know, pokie machines. It's kind of the thrill you get from, oh, well, maybe I'll win. If I just do one more, maybe I'll win something.
Yep.
And it's similar to that, you know, maybe the next person will be better than this person. So it can become addictive.
Yeah,
and
right.
Also, you know, hard to actually find someone if you're continually thinking the next person might be better.
With us at the moment is best-selling author Rachel Johns. She's about to drop her new book, The Work Wives, in November. Sounds like friendship is a big theme as well, Rachel. How do you explore this one?
Oh, friendship is definitely a big theme, and I think friendship is a theme that's in a lot of contemporary fiction relationship novels, and I explore this one. So what I love about friendship, I guess, is as an adult, you often have friendships with different generations. You know, some of my friends are in their early 20s. I'm in my 40s. I've got friends, you know, right up to 70 years old. And I think that's really special. It means you get different things from different people. And that's one of the things I wanted to explore in this book. You know, Quinn is in her 20s, Deb is in her 40s. And then we've got Ramona, who has a daughter who's 15, and I think, you know, the dynamics of friendship across generations is something I really wanted to explore as well. and how you can learn from people younger and older than you.
Absolutely, especially in a workplace where you all have to kind of get along.
Yes.
And I hear that you've coined your own genre, Life Lit.
Well, I can't really take credit for that. Publicist a few years ago was asking, you know, what type of books do I write and what, how would I describe them? And, you know, if I say I write crime or I write romance or I write historical fiction, immediately you know what I'm talking about. But often the genre name for what I write is women's fiction. And I think that's a misnomer in a few different ways in terms of I have men who read my book.
Yeah, of course.
And also, it doesn't really tell you anything. Like, what does that mean? It doesn't tell you what kind of story you're going to get. And so I started talking to her about the types of stories that I write in this genre, and it is, you know, modern lives kind of an issue that everyday people kind of go through in contemporary times. And she was the one that came up with Life Lit. So I quite like that. Although saying that now, I don't mind the term women's fiction either, because I think it's basically the majority, although there are men that read women's fiction, it's majority women readers, and it's majority written by women. Mm. And I think that's wonderful. You know, we're celebrating women's lives in fiction.
Yeah, just need to get more men to pick up those books.
Yes, they can learn from it. I'm always saying that, you know, I've got three teenage boys and they should be reading a romance novel, you know, written by women, so they get a better idea of what women want.
Yeah, exactly. Don't watch that Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions for people who are keen to get writing? Maybe write something, maybe they've never put pen to paper, but they think that they've got a story to write.
Yeah, lots of suggestions. So if you think you've got a story to write, the biggest thing is you better be a reader to start with, because that's where you learn how to write well, by reading other people's books. And sort of, I think if you've been a reader for a long time, you sort of intuitively know how to tell a story. So you probably need to have more confidence in yourself and just start writing. I think often, you know, we learn or try to learn too much about things beforehand, where sometimes just getting a first draft down without thinking too much about it, not thinking about where it's going to go and what you're going to do. Nobody has to see it. Just get your story down best you can and then, you know, get people to read it, revise. But also, I've been a member of a writing organisation called Romance Writers Australia for 16 years, and I wouldn't be where I am without the friendships I've made through writing. I think it's, you know, people often say writing is a solitary career because, you know, you're stuck in your own office and your own head a lot of the time, but it's not if you've made good, you know, friends through the industry, and then they're the ones who sort of help you and guide you and keep you going through the good times and the bad times.
Oh, that's very true. And maybe you'll have some little revelations as well while you're having a chat. Oh, that could be good for the book.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's good when, you know, people sort of understand story as well and they can brainstorm with you. So my tips would be to write and to sort of get involved in an organisation of other writers.
Oh, beauty. Well, so lovely to have a chat with you today, Rachel Johns. Thanks for joining me and enjoy your time in the Murraylands and Hills Fluorio.
Oh, thank you for having me, and I can't wait.